Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Is censorship on the rise? It is still happening. Also, the debate of the year, President Trump and Joe Biden. Let's talk about it.
Where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Wow. Now, I want to bring something to your attention. You know, we're in the year 2024, and we would think that since all this stuff has been exposed, how the federal government went to Twitter and how they went to Facebook, fascist book, and how they went to Google and they were censoring the American people, that these tech companies would let up, right? The cat's out the bag. This would be the time for them to say, okay, you know what? We don't need to continue doing this. But personally, I think that they've doubled down. Why would they double down? Because this is the most important election in our lifetimes. If this election goes the way of the Democrats, the country is completely done. They're going to try to do everything they can to prevent President Trump from going back into the White House. And the censorship that we're seeing, this is like Nazi Gestapo stuff. They control the media, the government state media, and they want to control social media. Now, me personally, I believe that the only reason why the government is going after TikTok is because they know that conservatives really don't care for TikTok, because TikTok is owned by who? China. Right. So because TikTok is owned basically by China, but they'll deny it. Oh, no, they're not. No, they're not. Whatever. They've been spying on the American people. So the left, the government believes that, well, if we target TikTok, the Republicans will join us in going after them. No, I don't think so. We know what they're trying to do. We know that they're trying to crush free speech when it comes down to it. Now, we have an expert. I say this man is an expert. This young man is an expert. I've seen this young man for many years now. And I remember when he first came out, he was explosive, still explosive. He pulled the top off and everything came out and the internet went buck wild. Who am I talking about? Zach Voorhees. He is known as the Google whistleblower, a hero. He disclosed Google's machine learning fairness. Is it fairness? The AI system that censors and controls your access to information. Isn't that something? Let's talk to this young man. Zach, sir, thank you so much for joining me.
Well, it's good to see you again, my friend.
Yes, sir. Man, Google, you know what? Google, what they did to me, what they did to you was just absolutely right down terrible. But, you know, I can talk about my own experience, and I wanted you to talk about your experience here. I had a YouTube channel. You know, YouTube is Google. Google is YouTube, right? And I had a YouTube channel, and I was promoting stuff, and I was talking about different things. And I didn't tell anyone to get the vaccine. I didn't tell anyone not to get the vaccine. I didn't, you know, put out any statements about people, how they should do about the vaccine. What I did say is that you should consult your doctor. I'm not a doctor. I'm not Dr. Johnson. I'm just Will Johnson. And I showed a video clip of this lady from China, where she was saying before the American people realize the freedoms that they have, they should be forced to be vaccinated. I said, look, she's the one saying it. YouTube/Google deleted my channel because of what they said, and I just shared it. But CNN is still operating. They're still going, and this was on CNN. Now, when you blew the whistle on Google, were you fearful for your life? Because, you know, Google, they're pretty tyrannical.
Yeah, I pretty much assumed they were going to kill me, kind of like the Boeing whistleblowers. Somehow I'm still alive. I did get raided by the FBI.
Really?
It was between when I first came out with Project Veritas anonymously and when I came out in August of 2019 as myself, Google was trying to stop the disclosure of the leaks. They knew that I had a laptop, and they basically sent FBI, San Francisco PD, sheriff, and a bomb squad to my house. And they triggered it with a wellness check. And then when I didn't answer the door, it just started to escalate higher and higher and higher until, and I didn't even know that there was all of this stuff going on. I just saw that there was a cop car across the street, but I do have a lot of LEDs at my house. So they're like, is this a bomb? And so they basically called in a bomb threat after that and then cut off 20th in Valencia all the way down to 22nd, evacuated my neighbors, evacuated the local theater, liquor store, whatever. Like, it was all evacuated. And I didn't realize this until I saw a helicopter flying outside of my window.
Goodness.
And then I was like, oh, wait a minute, they're here for me. Because I was like, well, what are the chances that they're here for me? It's probably like a double homicide or something like that. But no, they were here for me. There's video of it when we did our Project Veritas disclosure in August of 2019, walking down the street.
I'm sorry. Let me ask you. So did they raid your house before or after the Project Veritas?
So there was two sort of disclosures. I came out anonymously in June of 2019.
Okay.
And then this all happened in August 4th, 2019. And then I came out with Project Veritas again on August 14th, because I'm like, these people aren't going to let me alone unless I come out and get this target off my back, right? Because I've got, you know, basically a payload. Like, I had 950 pages of their internal documentation describing how this machine learning fairness worked and how they were censoring conservatives like you on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
The way that that censorship happened is that they had this artificial intelligence system. And what they would do is that they would have a pass through, and it would go and it would look for certain trigger words within your transcript that they were automatically generating. And another AI would come through and look at those keywords and then rank and categorize your video based upon what it thought your video was about, right? So, for example, I looked at Dave Rubin's, YouTube video dashboard, basically, and they had 40 different classifications that they were using on his video, right? They classified him as a right-wing news commentator and stuff like that. And so what happened with you is that you said some sort of trigger word and the AI caught it, first with transcription, then with keyword analysis, then categorization, and then there was some sort of auto ban that happened with your channel, right? And the problem with this is that there's not really a whole lot of human oversight. And the humans that do oversee this, they're pretty much radical Marxists. And so they don't want to have anyone that disagrees with their corporate values. In fact, week after week after week, we would have these TGIFs and these radical leftists would get in front and say, why are we platforming Nazis? Now, well, I don't think you look like a Nazi. I mean, maybe Google Gemini thinks that you could have been a Nazi, but and this is the funny thing is that they were like, oh, we need to get rid of these Nazis and da da da. And I looked at all these people that were, you know, in the right wing conservative media. And I was just like, it's a diverse group of people that are trying to speak their minds.
Aren't they supposed to be about DEI? I'm completely missing out the point here because, they're supposed to be inclusive. So if someone does, let's just say someone does have a Nazi way of thinking, isn't DEI supposed to be inclusive with that as well? Why would we push out someone's idea just because we disagree? And this right. is what it's they were doing, right?
Right. It's one of these like reversal words, right? Like, machine learning fairness turns out it's the most unfair thing ever. And DEI is not about diversity, inclusion, and equity. It's about, only diversity of skin color and culture, but don't have the wrong opinion.
Right.
Or we're going to exclude you brutally.
Yes. Yeah, you can't think a different. You can't think other than the way that we tell you to think, because then we'll come after you if you're an election denier, or if you're a vaccine denier, or if you're a I wanted to say truth, but if you believe in the truth, then they come after you. Then they want to shut you down. If you deny everything that they're pushing onto us, they want to come after you. Let me ask you this about Google.
Yeah.
Do you think Google's increasing their censorship when it comes to the conservatives, to Republicans, especially because we're now in the 2024 election? Do you think they're increasing it?
So they're going to increase it when the election comes, right? Like they want to get all of their censorship right in at a critical time period. And so my prediction is we're going to see a return of horrendous censorship right before the elections, just like we saw with the 2020 election. Like after the 2020 election, the censorship got really bad, both with the election, then also with the COVID pandemic and the vaccine mandates. And then after essentially 2022, they kind of pumped the brakes on that and started allowing more content to come back. But it's kind of a trap, right? Like people are building their audiences again. And then, you know, during this 2024, they're just going to get smacked down and canceled like they did last time. And, you know, they're clearly going to try to rig it for Joe Biden.
You know what? You said a key word there. It's a trap. And that's exactly what it is. That's how I see it too. So how does a machine learn? Well, you have to allow these people to come onto the platform, say everything that you disagree with in order for the AI machine to learn. Hence the trap.
Yes.
it's like a no-brainer, right? It doesn't even take a rocket scientist to figure this out, right?
Right, right. They want to capture all these keywords that you're saying in your transcripts. And then what happens is that they can go and they can make a new rule. And then they're going to retroactively apply that to your past videos.
Yes.
Like, well, you've got a content violation and it goes against our terms of service. And so, you know, they're going to send you a quick email saying like, you need to delete, you know, content that violates our TOS. And you're like, well, which video out of the hundreds violates the TOS? And they're not going to tell you.
No.
They're just going to be like, just get rid of it. And so then the natural happens and people start over deleting all their videos, you know, and then sometimes that works. Sometimes it doesn't. And then you get banned and you can't get it back. And they're just like, oh, haha, you know, we were just kidding about organizing the world's information and making it universally accessible and useful. We're classifying your information as misinformation.
Yes. And you know what? I've even seen reports coming out of Google/YouTube to where if you put content on YouTube and 2 days later you delete it, they put the rule in, like you just mentioned, 6 months from now. Even though you deleted it 2 days after you put it on there and it's been 6 months, they'll go back and they'll still penalize you for it because you initially put it on the platform.
Oh, wow. That's draconian. They're just looking for an excuse to ban.
You know, yeah, exactly. And then when I saw them put out the memo saying, okay, you know, we're going to allow, you just mentioned it, we're going to allow people to talk about the vaccines, have different opinions, and they're doing that for the machine learning. I'll be honest with you, I've stayed away from Google as much as possible, other than I like look at small videos here and there. Because the sad thing is that Google could be a place for everybody to go to find out information, to learn how to do things. Like when I'm working on my vehicle, I'll be honest here, I go to Google because someone's on there has done something, how to change the oil in the vehicle. I mean, for a lot of people, that's like really rocket science, right? But it's not. But for me, when I need to learn how to do something, I would go on Google. I can't wait until all of these videos and people stop putting them on Google and start putting them on places like Rumble. But Google is not going to stop. They're going to continue. And I believe you're 100% correct. The closer we get to November, they're going to double down. They're going to, you know, I think this is going to be the worst censorship that we've ever seen because the government has basically already given them the okay to do it. And it's like, okay, you know what? The government came to us, so it's okay for us to do this. And I see the government using proxies. The government used big tech to censor the American people because they can't violate the Constitution. So then the big tech used third-party fake fact checkers to censor the American people because they can't do it because of Section 230. It's proxy being used, using proxy. Well, we're not the ones doing it. The third-party fake fact checkers, they're the ones coming back and saying it was misinformation. We're just following their guidelines. That's all.
We were misled. We didn't know. We were just following the advice of the experts, right?
Exactly. Zach, we're getting ready to go to a quick break. Can you hold over?
Got it.
Okay, so we're going to go to a quick break. And when we come back from the break, what I want to know is what's next for you? Are they still coming after you? Are you still suspect that they might try to do something to you? Because we're talking about a multi-billion-dollar company. They've taken out people for doing less. So don't go anywhere. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Hey. I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale. And here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today. Imagine a world where your phone works anywhere. No dead zones, no dropped calls. That's what you get when you go to PrepGearPlus.com. The Iridium 9555 satellite phone gives you the freedom to connect from any corner of the globe. And for a limited time, it's yours at no cost with a 24-month agreement for just $95.95 a month. Plus, they offer family share plans with up to 3 phones. Why satellite phones? They're secure, encrypted, and used by the U.S. military, ensuring that your communication is private and reliable. In a time where the cell networks are increasingly vulnerable, the satellite phone is a beacon of stability. Don't believe me? Ask the tens of thousands who were left without service during the AT&T outage, or the heroes in Hawaii who manage emergency situations with just one satellite phone. Get a peace of mind with a network that stands firm when others fail. Visit PrepGearPlus.com or call 855-980-5830 to join the communication revolution. PrepGearPlus.com, where every call is secure and every corner of the earth is covered. We are talking to Zach Voorhees. Zach, thank you so much for being with us. Right before we went to the break, we were talking about are they still coming after you? You know, is Google still coming after you? Are you still fearful? Because like I said, I believe that they've taken out people for, you know, doing less.
They're not actively, you know, coming after me anymore after the Project Veritas leaks and I got the target off my back. Mm-hmm. That was when they left me alone, and I'm happy about that. I still think that I could be assassinated. I think that we're coming towards some sort of crisis point, and that, you know, with a cultural revolution, the intellectuals get killed, especially the dissidents. So I'm very cognizant of that fact. I've dealt with the concept of dying an early death for, since 2017, when I decided that I was going to start blowing the whistle on this stuff. So I've come to terms with it. It's okay if that happens. I've lived a very full life, and right now I seem to be on bonus time. So I'm just going to keep on writing it out as much as I can.
Well, I don't want you to be just on bonus. I think, be honest with you, I think we're all on bonus time, especially what's happening in our country right now. I believe that Joe Biden and the Democrats are on the verge of trying to take us into World War III. This wasn't happening with President Trump. I think we're on bonus time right now. You're not alone in this. So, I mean, but I completely understand what you're saying. And I hope that they don't take it to that extreme. And yeah, how do we beat them? Is there any way that we can beat it? Because we're talking about a multi-billion-dollar company. Is there anything that we can do?
Well, here's the thing about Google is that they derive all of their money from advertising, right? And the thing is that that whole entire market is collapsing right now because people are starting to switch over to artificial intelligence to get all their questions answered. Like you go to Facebook, you go to Meta, you go to Instagram, they've got AI everywhere. And that trend is going to continue to go. And so why go through all these links trying to find, you know, the answers that you're looking for where you can just go to an AI, ask it a question, and then it's going to come back and give you the answer. Now, the problem with Google is that their AI is woke and it gives fake answers, right? You ask it, you know, do me a picture of a Nazi, and it has this DEI, you know, thing embedded into its brain, and it's given black Nazis. David's like, well,
I guess, hey, that's when I come into play, right? It's funny, but not funny, because they're actually looking to AI as a deity. They really are. They really are. And you probably experienced some of this. They're looking to it because it's not man. And they believe that AI is the answer, will bring the answer, because it's highly, it's more intelligent than we are. And it's going to get to a point to where they're going to take every word from AI as if it's truth. And the people that wrote it completely woke. They already got it on a woke path.
Right.
Right.
Well, here's the interesting thing, right? And this is going to be the coming conflict, is that this artificial intelligence is getting way cheaper. And what's going to happen is, you know, what ChatGPT was, which was a really expensive venture, is going to be able to be reproduced by people with a network of computers. You know, Mike Adams is doing this right now. In fact, I've been helping him with this project. And so these rogue AI agents are going to be able to take the total sum of all of human knowledge, including all the dissidents that the media doesn't want to talk about, and then basically come up with a full view of our natural history. And the problem is that this alternative narrative that's going to form is going to be very destabilizing to the power structures that be. And so what I think is that we're going to see a whole bunch of lockdowns because the government is not going to want rogue AIs are giving a different opinion, an authoritative opinion on you know, world history, the nature of our society, and all this other stuff. And so, you know, we're kind of heading into a future where I believe that they're going to not only come after and regulate the artificial intelligence, but they're also going to come after the greatest source of decentralized information on the planet, which is the books, right? If you've ever read Ray Bradbury's Fahrenheit 451, the firemen no longer put out fires. They were converted into going into people's houses and burning their books. And right now we're already in sort of a digital book burning phase. Mm-hmm. There's something called the Z Library, which is an open source repository of scanned books. The FBI made it illegal to access in the United States. It's not a big news story, but they shut it down. You can still find the 2 terabyte storage through BitTorrent, but they're going to hammer that down as well, especially as you go into World War III. They're not going to want any narratives competing with the official ones. And so, you know, things are going to get really interesting here as this AI becomes more prominent. Also, and I'll finish up with this. You know, these elites are going to appropriate the total sum of humanity's knowledge and basically say, this is mine now, right? And what are the people going to do? Like, you know, you got the CEO of NVIDIA saying that programming jobs are going to be dead in 2 decades. And it's like, that's one of the highest levels of intellectual development within this country or in the world, right? And it's like, if programmers are going to be out of a job from AI, what happens to the garbage man?
Yeah.
What happens to the chef?
Yes.
What happens to the guy preparing your meals? Like, they're done. And that's the scary part people need to realize, is that this is bad news that's coming right now. And all these people that are out there saying, oh, these AI doomers, like, they have got no clue, or they're brainwashed or whatever, because I'm an AI doomer. I make AI apps. I'm telling you, the amount of progress that these things are making is terrifying and awe-inspiring at the same time.
No, you're so spot on. We're already seeing food places closed, you know, because of bad policy. But now they're going to introduce AI, and you're 100% correct. I remember having a conversation with a gentleman. This was a couple of years ago. The trains that we see going up and down the railroads right now, those are controlled by AI. They've been controlled by AI for some time now because they don't need, we're finding more and more reasons to remove people from these jobs, these positions. The streetlights used to be people standing, you know, sitting in a control room somewhere, making sure that everything is operating. AI is replacing that. So it's going down to where they having these AI machines cook your hamburger, make your French fries. They just constantly work. No complaints from them. No breaks. Nothing. Just work. They're replacing all of that. And isn't it convenient that they're doing this right now at this time where we're on the verge, like you just mentioned, World War III. We're on the verge of the United States of America collapsing because of the way they've done the economy. And now they're introducing AI to just take care of everything. You'll own nothing and you'll be happy as part of AI too. And a lot of people having to make that connection. But that's what it's all about. That machines will run everything and you'll just live your lives. You know, I mean, it's like this liberal utopia that they're trying to create. And it's going to end up destroying our country. It's going to make it to where people become even lazier. Remember AOC said that she believes that people should just be able to sit on the couch and every month get $7,500? I mean, what is this $7,500 going to get you? A loaf of bread? It's going to become worth nothing because people don't have to work for anything. So, Zach, thank you so much. And tell everyone about your website. Tell everyone how they can connect with you.
I've got a book, Google Leaks. You can find it on Amazon. People really like it. If you want to see all my leaks, you can go to my website, ZachVoorhees.com. You get to see how the sausage is made with 950 pages. This book is great because I put the best leaks inside of it. And it tells the personal story of how I came to do the leaks, all the stuff that I went through, including a mass shooting at YouTube, by the way, in 2018. There was a this is where I don't want to go on a tangent, but no one knows who fucking got hurt when there was a shooting. Isn't that weird? Anyways, it's all in the book. You should check it out. It's called Google Leaks. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, go to twitter.com/perpetualmaniac.
Nice. So you're probably going to get back on the radar releasing this book. They'll probably want to vet the book before you release it. You think?
No, the book's released. Yeah.
Oh, it's already released.
Great reviews. Even the leftists love it, which is
really
surprising me. Yeah, it surprises me. So,
Do you think some of them are waking up?
Yeah, and like I give so many facts, you know, and I cite all the sources that they were actually really convinced. And it was my co-author said he's never seen anything like it. So, you know, it's done really well. It's sold everywhere. I did not know.
So now I'm highly interested. So. Because I remember when you first came out, I remember the first time when Project Veritas was playing a video and I was watching it. I'm like, man, he's like spilling the beans. And I was loving every bit of it. So Google Leaks, Zach Voorhees. Zach, that is so awesome. Thank you so much, sir. And the best of luck to you.
Thank you, Will. Thank you for having me on.
All right. Take care. Yes, absolutely. Okay. So go check it out. I didn't even realize that the book was out. So now I'm really highly interested in seeing what information he has in there. I've seen a lot of the stuff and I've been watching Zach. I've been watching his material and with stuff that he's been doing for some time now. And now even before they were really talking big about AI and how the AI is absolutely taking over. Okay. So now when we come back from this break, we're going to talk about Joe Biden and President Trump going on the debate stage. And I believe there's a reason why they're doing this now. Why today? Does anyone know? Now, I do look in the comments while we're live here. I want to know, why do you think Joe Biden came out today with the video saying that he is now ready to debate President Trump? What happened yesterday? Something happened, what I believe, the only reason why they're doing it. We're going to talk about it when we come back from the break. Don't go anywhere.
It's a MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when a recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
Welcome to a journey of enhanced cognitive well-being with Frequence Rise, a product that is believed to be an all-in-one supplement for supporting mental performance and overall brain health. At the heart of our nootropics lies a carefully crafted blend of 7 different organic mushrooms, essential B vitamins, amino acids, and the power of green coffee bean extract. This unique formulation is designed to nourish your brain and support optimal cognitive function.
The beginning of this year has come with so many uncertainties, with the red-hot inflation continue, with the interest rates continue to rise. How can the Feds promise a soft landing when all signs point to a serious recession? If the beginning of this year has shown one thing, inflation is not slowing down. And the Feds is completely incapable of fixing these issues. Like millions of other Americans, I find myself asking, how am I going to protect myself and my family? I spoke to our friends over at Genesis Go Group, a new platform partner for Frank Speech and Lindell TV. After speaking to many other companies, we've chosen to partner with Genesis due to their faith-based values and sterling reputation. And they walk me through protecting my savings with physical gold and silver. Genesis makes it easy to convert your 401k and IRA to a retirement account backed by physical gold and silver. Check it out today. You don't want to miss this. Their team has decades of experience helping folks just like you preserve your hard-earned savings, and service provided to their clients is truly one of a kind. That's why I only trust Genesis Go Group to help get your money backed by the gold standard. Call Genesis Go today, 800-200-GOLD, for a non-committed, informative consultation with one of their experts to find out if Genesis can be a fit for you. That's 800-200-GOLD, 800-200-4653. Visit them at genesisgogroup.com or lindellgoldrush.com. I really like that, lindellgoldrush.com. Maybe you should put that down there, lindellgoldrush.com. I like that one. Also, let me tell y'all about this too, because, you know, we just had Zach on. We're talking about all the censorship that was taking place. Well, and I didn't even bring this up while he was on. For those of you that don't know, my Facebook account was hacked, and it wasn't by these woke liberals per se in America. Let me put it that way. It wasn't. See, every time we think about censorship, at least I did, and y'all can let me know in the chat what y'all thought too. This is my thinking when I think about like Google doing a censorship and YouTube, same thing, right? And then fascist book doing the censorship and before Twitter. When I had this envision of the people behind the curtain doing the hacking or doing the censorship, I always had this envision that it was white liberals or even some black liberals, white and black liberals. not really Asians, but you know, I'm pretty sure someone was in there. And, you know, but I always had this envision. Maybe that's just because I didn't really know. Well, when my Facebook account got hacked, come to find out, it was a lot of people from Pakistan, India. And Facebook, because what they did to me, then they tried to act like it wasn't, you know, wasn't even happening after the fact. I was able to get my Facebook page back, but then they turned around and tried to act like it wasn't even happening. So now, right now, I have a givesendgo.com/GBX26 to try to sue them for what they did. And what I come to find out when I talk to the people at the help desk at Facebook, yeah, you can actually talk to somebody. It's really amazing. They're from India. The people that hacked my page, guess where they're from? India. Is it a coincidence? It says Pakistan, India. Same place. The people I talked to at Facebook, Pakistan, India. They have a racket going on. But in order for this information to come out, I need people's help. I need your help to do it. But let me tell you what I was doing to help me go through what I was going through. Because Facebook, they killed a lot. They killed like 85% of my income. I was making money. If Facebook can leave you alone, if they leave you alone, if you're creating content on Facebook, you can make a decent amount of money, enough to keep the lights on. And I have to ask people for support, right? But this is what I was doing. I want to show y'all this. This is Frequency. I don't know if y'all, when y'all doing a break, there was an ad for it. This one's called Sync. I was waking up during the middle of the night, and like 3 o'clock, 3 a.m., and I could not go back to sleep. I was tossing and turning because, and it's not even the fact that my Facebook page was hacked. It was the fact that they were not cooperating with me and getting it back for me. And they were using my name, and they were posting pornographic images in my name, in my image on Facebook, posting all this stuff, and it's not me. And then people were saying, Will, I thought you were better than this. You know, sending me messages saying that. I could not sleep. It was terrible. If they would have just removed the page, I would have been upset about it. I'm like, okay, you know, I kind of expected them to do that because who I am, what I'm saying, what I talk about. But they were allowing the pornographic images. So that was really eating me alive. I wake up, but then I started taking this Sync by Frequency. RisingVibe.com. I was sleeping like a baby. I wasn't waking up during the middle of the night. Or if I did wake up during the middle of the night, have to use the restroom, get a glass of water, I would go lay back down and still thinking about all this craziness is going on. And then I would, you know, and I had taken this before I went to bed, I would go right back to sleep. And the most amazing thing about it that I got out of it is that I was dreaming like no tomorrow. The dreams that I was having were so vivid. I was in the REM sleep. I mean, I woke up the next morning. I felt vibrant. I felt energized. And then after taking that, I started taking another product by Sync. When I would go to the gym, and I would take this one. This was called Rise. It's called Rise. I would take this one and I would put it in my sports drink while I'm at the gym. And I would get this burst of energy. Wouldn't crash later. You know, sometimes you take these supplements and sometimes you crash later. This one, just the opposite. Before I would come on and do our show, every day at 2 p.m. Eastern, I would drink a cup of coffee. I would drink a cup of coffee every day. But then I started taking this. I'm not even tired. And then I had like, pow, energy. And before I would have this cloud. Y'all ever experienced that? You're going to work and you just have this cloud and it kind of feels heavy in your head. And you're like, man, it's just like, I can't really concentrate, really think. All that went away when I started taking the Rise. And it made me feel happy. Not that I was sad, but I mean, I was kind of distraught about what they did, but I was feeling happy. It was almost like mixed emotions about it. But this is such a wonderful product. RiseandVibe.com. Try it out. And if you do try it out, or when you do try it out, let me know. Let me know if you get the same experience. I really want to know. I really want to know if you get the same experience. For me, it's been a miracle. And it's actually, I can see how some people, like for the sink, what I was telling you about, I can see how some people would take that if they have addiction problems. Because I don't have any addiction problems. I do have addiction problem. And I'm not going to lie to you. I do have an addiction
What's
problem.
What's your addiction?
Telling liberals the truth.
Yeah, that's true.
I like
true.
To trigger liberals. I mean, I'm just being honest with you. I like to trigger them. I like to see when they get upset when I tell them the truth. I like to see them get upset when I tell them that men can't get pregnant. I like to tell them that, you know, I like to see how they get upset when I tell them to leave the kids alone and they just, the demonic demon in them come out. I like triggering liberals with the truth and they can't stand it.
Right. And well, one of the reasons why the Rise, which you take in the morning, makes you feel good is because it's made from 7 organic mushrooms. You've heard how well mushrooms are for you. They're good for cognitive, to help your cognitive thinking. It helps for recovery. It helps your gut. You have a gut that's functioning well. You're going to think more clearly. And the GABA that, or the sink that you were talking about, Will, the reason why you're sleeping so good is because what is inside of this magical drink?
It's magical potion.
It's magnesium, which is a cornerstone ingredient to help calm your central nervous system. It also has GABA in it, and it has a therapeutic potential of CBN and the sleeping inducing qualities. CBD and the sleeping induced qualities of CBN. And when you wake up, you are not tired. You are well rested and ready for the day. So these two products together, man, they are calling this a mental health product because it makes you feel good.
Yeah, it makes you feel wonderful. At least it does for me.
And naturally. It does naturally.
Yeah, you know, because everything that I was going through a lot. I mean, 85% of my income just gone because of the hackers. And I went out on a limb and I tried it. And I'm not disappointed. I am very excited about it. Very excited about it. Okay, don't go anywhere. When we come back, I'm going to show you the video what caused Joe Biden to come out today, said that he wants to debate President Trump. We'll be right back.
Meet Frequent Sync, your nightly companion designed to harmonize with your body's natural rhythms. At the heart of Sync lies a blend of potent ingredients meticulously chosen for their transformative benefits. Sync's collagen peptides elevate your nightly routine, from enhancing skin's radiance and muscle recovery to fortifying joints and promoting digestion. It's your holistic approach to beauty and well-being. Magnesium, a cornerstone ingredient, is believed to calm the central nervous system and address age-related sleep challenges, ensuring you drift into a restorative slumber. But Sync doesn't stop there. With the calming properties of GABA, the therapeutic potential of CBD, and the sleep-inducing qualities of CBN, you're set for a harmonious night's rest. Embrace Sync, where nature's finest collaborate to reduce stress, elevate mood, and ensure you wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. Sync. Synchronize with the night and rise to a new day.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
1/3 of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
And we're back, everybody. So yesterday is the reason why I believe Joe Biden came out today and said that he's now ready to debate President Trump. And are you asking the question, what is Will talking about? What happened yesterday, Will Johnson? What happened yesterday? Well, let me show you what happened yesterday. This was with Karine Jean-Pierre. Karine Jean-Pierre. She was asked a question yesterday about Mike Johnson going to New York where President Trump's court case is going on. Have y'all seen this? It's gone viral. And I'm pretty sure if you were to put this on Fascist Book, they'll take it down immediately along with YouTube, ScrewTube. Because this is like really devastating blow to the Democrats, to their whole agenda, what they're doing. She just let the cat out the bag. So this reporter, which I'm gonna let it play here, reporter asked her again, what are your views, your viewpoints or your thoughts about Mike Johnson going to the New York case with President Trump? Listen to her response. This was yesterday.
Was it appropriate for Speaker Johnson to show up at the trial of the former president today?
So, look, I can't speak to.
She can't speak to. What is it she can't speak to? Is it appropriate for Mike Johnson to go to the court? Yes or no? All she had to do is say he can do what he want to do, right? But she says she can't speak to him showing up to the court. Why not? Listen to the reason.
Don't want to comment, obviously, as this is related to 2024.
This is related to 2024?
Elections.
It's related to the 2024 election. She said this yesterday. And I told my producer, I said, you know what? This is so explosive. I'm willing to bet that she was like, oh, I should have never said that. But she said it. And after she said that today, we have Joe Biden. Let me just get right to it here. We have Joe Biden today saying that he is now ready to debate President Trump. This is just a distraction from what she said yesterday. This is my personal belief on this. Y'all can let me know in the comments if you think I'm wrong. But I think the only reason why Joe Biden is saying this is to distract everyone from what Karine Jean-Pierre said yesterday, that the case in New York and all these other cases is because they're targeting President Trump. That's the only reason. Listen.
Donald Trump lost two debates to me in 2020.
Right off the bat, he's lying. He said Donald Trump lost two debates against me in 2020. Right off the bat, he's lying. Right off the bat. I'll play it. Watch.
Donald Trump lost two debates to me in 2020. And since then, he hadn't shown up for debate. Now he's acting like he wants to debate me again. Well, make my day, pal. I'll even do it twice. So let's pick the dates, Donald. I hear you're free on Wednesdays.
Really? Really? So Karine Jean-Pierre yesterday says that the reason why she can't talk about Mike Johnson or anyone going to the court case of President Trump in New York is because it's about the 2024 election. And then Joe Biden just says, well, I hear you're free on Wednesday. Why would he say that, Shannon? Why would he say, I hear that you're free on Wednesdays?
Because they're not having court on Wednesdays. And you know what, Will? Do not just think that this is because he's desperate. Listen, this guy is losing. Every platform he's on, he can't talk right. He can't read the teleprompter. He says things inappropriately. And then the economy sucks. And then people are seeing through how the White House is actually working with these prosecutors against his election rival. And so, you know what? He has to do something. If he doesn't do debates, literally he's lost.
Lost.
So he better do these debates and he better perform well. And if he doesn't perform well, they'll say, well, you know, they're going to say he did, right? Well, even if he performs off, like he just said, he won the debates.
Well, you know, they're going to have so many stipulations for this debate. They're going to tell, you know, because right now they're saying they want it to be in studio only. It's going to be on the Communist News Network, and it's going to be no audience. Because if there's an audience, imagine how Joe Biden will be responding. He'll get disoriented. He'll be like, oh, I won't know where to be, nowhere to go. What do I say next? It'll be too much for him to handle. And you know, not only that, they're talking about when Joe Biden is speaking, they're saying that President Trump's microphone has to be turned off. Like, he can't say anything while Joe Biden, it's a debate. They're supposed to be able to go back and forth. They're supposed to be able to interrupt one another during a debate. Not you know, respectfully. And President Trump, he's always been respectful when it comes to that. But he should be able to say little. He should be able to say certain things when he wants to say them. This is them trying to censor President Trump. And another thing that's going to happen, if the debate takes place, that's if it takes place, they're going to. It would be President Trump versus the Communist News Network and Joe Biden, because you know they're going to side with Joe Biden.
Oh, 100%.
100% they're going to side with Joe Biden.
And you know what, Will? The one reason why they don't want an audience there is because Trump knows how to engage with an audience. He knows how to prompt them to get certain reactions that he wants. Biden doesn't.
No.
Biden doesn't know how to cater to an audience. He doesn't know how to connect with the people. And that will really show.
And also this, if there's an audience and it gets somewhat loud in there, Joe Biden won't be able to hear Obama in his earpiece. I mean, am I off the mark here? What do you think? Y'all let me know in the comment. Am I off the mark? He won't be able to hear Obama in his earpiece. That's why he wants President Trump to be silent while he's talking. Right? Because when President Trump is talking during the debate, he's probably going to be listening to Obama. Okay, say this, Joe. This, and, you know, he probably has to keep repeating it to him. Right? Because this is nothing but a show. But, you know, at the same time, President Trump already said anytime, any place, you make the rules. President Trump has already put it out there. President Trump can hold his own. I just want Joe Biden to be in an open audience. But you know what? Even though it's going to be on CNN, listen to this clip here. Even on the CNN, we're talking about Joe Biden not doing it with a live audience. Why not? Like, why not? They know that Joe Biden is too weak to do it. The black guy, which, you know, they use black people for Joe Biden because they gotta get this perception that Joe Biden's not racist, and Joe Biden is racist, but they have to get this perception that he's not. So they find black people, useful, ignorant people, to help Joe Biden out. But it's just interesting that he was talking about an audience. Listen.
It should be, yes, in studio with no audience so that the candidates can clearly articulate their vision for the country.
Is an audience a deal breaker? Is an audience a deal breaker for you?
Is the audience a deal breaker for you? So if there's an audience there, Joe Biden can't do it. Oh, no, not with an audience there. Absolutely not. Because they know Joe Biden can't not handle it.
Listen, it's Donald Trump who said he would do this anytime, anywhere, any place. So I don't think that they should have any problems with what we have proposed. He's the one who said he's ready to go. So we should be set to go once we have proposals in from network.
I mean, come on.
He doesn't even answer the question.
I mean,
really.
Come on.
He says, well, Trump said we could do it however we want. Well, why don't you want an audience? Why?
Because, I mean,
we know why.
I mean, Joe Biden will crack under pressure.
Yeah, he can't.
And with President Trump having to hear President Trump and then the audience
reacting
just
to Trump,
somewhat cheering up. And you know what? Just imagine the audience in there supporting President Trump. Joe Biden will not like it. It'll get to his nerves and he'll like panic. And just imagine if there's someone else in the audience calling Joe Biden Genocide Joe.
Yeah, I guess that would also help with keeping protests out.
Yes.
You're right. Yeah.
Calling them Genocide thing. Joe. Yeah. So they're trying. That's why right now they vet everyone that's going in talking to Joe. They took Kamala Harris off the campaign trail because she was getting all these people protesting against her. Leftists. These were leftists protesting against them. So they're trying to keep everyone from them. Kamala Harris, Joe Biden. So none of the mainstream media can show any of it. It's pretty disgusting, if you ask me. Here's another one in the Communist News Network talking about this debate coming up. Listen.
The former House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, by the way, Quentin, just told our Manu Raju up on Capitol Hill, and I'm quoting her now, "I would never recommend going on stage with Donald Trump," close quote. Is this a risky move for the president? Why has he decided he wants to do this?
Look, our campaign has been saying for months that democracy is literally at stake and is what's on the ballot in this election. The American people deserve to hear from one of the two or two of the individuals who have a chance of being elected president of the United States that are going to represent them on a world stage, that are going to be in charge of the economy that affects their life every day. President Biden deeply believes this. We have nothing to hide. President Biden's incredibly proud of his record.
Why do you think Nancy Pelosi is saying that Joe Biden should not get on stage with President Trump, Shannon? Why is Pelosi saying that? Why, I mean, really?
Because
why?
You know what? Wait, so,
isn't she saying that? Isn't she the one that said that Joe Biden is strong?
Yeah.
Joe Biden has his wits about him.
Yeah.
Joe Biden's on top of his A game. If this all of this is true coming from Nancy Pelosi, then why not get on a debate stage with President Trump with an audience?
The problem is that Trump is a truth teller, and people are starting to see through the Biden lies. His age will also show. When standing next to Trump, you're going to see how much more lucid Trump is than Biden. These things are going to start magnifying on that stage, and they really do not want it. They say we don't want to give Trump the platform, but really they don't want Biden to be put on display and be able to be ridiculed time and time again.
You know, either way, with this happening, with the audience or without the audience, President Trump is going to handle Joe Biden. But I don't like that. I don't like the idea of them shutting off President Trump's microphone. That is exactly the same thing they're doing right now to President Trump. They're gagging him, not allowing him to speak during the debate. Do not mute any microphones. What, you're going to leave Joe Biden's microphone unmuted? So during the debate, President Trump will have to debate the Communist News Network, whoever the commentator would be, whoever will be hosting it, right? And then he will be debating Joe Biden, which there's no challenge there. That's why they'll have the liberal tyrant there to debate President Trump. Joe Biden would just be sitting there because they're going to ask Joe Biden a question. He'd probably be hopped up on the drugs that they gave him during the State of the Confusion. He'll probably be hopped up on those drugs. But even those drugs, Joe Biden still cannot stand up to President Trump. This is going to be really interesting. And the fact that it's going to be on CNN, this is the only time they're going to get ratings go through the roof. Other than that, they won't get any ratings.
And you're going to see Biden constantly yell.
You know, do you think he will yell?
I think so.
I don't think that he will. Well, let me say this.
We'll see.
On a personal note, I don't think the debate's going to happen. I think the only reason why they're doing this, just like I said, Karine Jean-Pierre yesterday came out and said that Joe Biden, or this case in New York, is because of the 2024 election. Joe Biden comes out today and says that he's ready to debate President Trump. I personally believe that something's going to happen between now and then, and it's going to prevent Joe Biden from going on the debate stage with President Trump. I could be wrong. But I believe that they got something in the making to make that happen. To make that be the case. So they're going to trigger something. Now, could I be wrong? We shall see. But I bet all of y'all agree they're going to do something to keep Joe Biden from getting on that debate stage with President Trump. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale, and here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.